Hemp support at the Farm Bureau's 80th annual meeting. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. At the kickoff of the 80th annual meeting of the Idaho Farm Bureau, Idaho Farm Bureau President Brian Searle had this to say.
We have an opportunity to come together with all the counties represented to discuss our policy. And that's our marching orders for the next year. We'll follow that policy. We'll go advocate for it, promote it, and defend it in every way.
Idaho Governor Brad Little was there and made it clear that his stance on industrial hemp, which was a major topic of discussion during the House of Delegates meeting, where farmers and ranchers vote on proposed changes to IFBF's policy book, was pro-hemp. Little said he has no problem with hemp as long as it is not used as a means to camouflage marijuana. Idaho Farm Bureau Federation policy has supported industrial hemp production for more than two decades. And Carl Montgomery, a Jerome County farmer, pointed out that IFBF has supported hemp production for almost three decades. All the delegates also reaffirmed their support of Idaho Power's cloud seeding efforts after a motion was made to alter IFBF policy on the issue. Scott Hancock, a producer from Jefferson County, said cloud seeding efforts in his area have increased snowpack by about 10% in recent years, and Idaho farmers in the southern part of the state rely on good snowpack. I'm David Sparks. This is the Ag Information Network of the West.